And when he put all of that on, when he put all that on this man, Jesus, he became our sacrifice. He was the sacrificial lamb. He was the one that God accepted as the sacrificial offering to pay off and to settle forever the claim, the debt, the sin debt that man owed and couldn't pay. He became the sacrificial lamb. And in paying off the sin debt, hey, are you ready for this? In paying off the sin debt, see, sin had been paid off. Sin is gone. And that's why we preach the gospel. That's the reason why you need to know the gospel. Because everybody said they're preaching the gospel ain't preaching Jesus. They just are preaching. But this gospel is the power of God. What is it? The power of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it. Why? Because it is. It's not trying to be. It's not someday will be. It is the power of God unto salvation. What you mean? To deliver. To set you free. To raise you up. To change your life. To give you a new life. It's the power of God. And I am not ashamed of it. I'm confident. I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed over it. It's the power of God. Under salvation. Glory to God. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. This man. Now, wrapped in flesh, and God said, I want man to see what I'm really like. Because all he's seen from mankind and that evil world, all mankind have seen, all that he had seen was evil, wicked. God will do some things to deliver, but it didn't make a lasting effect on them. You thought open the Red Sea, they would never forgotten it. They no more than gotten across the sea, they forgot what God had done. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
And he saw in his condition, he can't remember my goodness. You think they never would have forgotten how he took, they was hungry and crying and doing all this stuff, and he rained down manna from above and told them, just get enough to eat that day. It'll be some tomorrow. You don't have to try to gather up any, but you know what they did? Some of them did. Try to gather some up. Told them not to go out on this day and try to gather, and it won't be any. Just get enough for this day, and it'll last you 2 days. But somebody went out there anyway. He saw man's pitiful condition. They were so quick to forget. I want to get on the inside of man. I want to get on the inside of him so he can know me from inside out. That he will know me like I know me. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, we can know God like God knows himself. This is why he gave us this word. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, some translations say flooded with light, that you may know what the hope of his calling, what is the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, And where did the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe? Why did he give us a prayer like this? Pray so we could pray it and learn it. And in that revelation come that you know God. That the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. What? In the knowledge of him. So you can know God like God knows himself. You know what, you know how he thinks. You know what he will do. How do you get everything God is and what he will do is in this, he put it in written form called the Bible, our manual for life. And he said, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what, who believes according to the work of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Where? Far above all what? Principality, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in the world, but also in that which is come. What I'm doing this, you can go home and get your Bible and read, because I got some other places, so I don't have time to linger on this one. Okay? And had put what? All things under his feet and gave him to be head of all things to the church, which is the body. The fool in him that filleth all in all. He gave this. He said, I want to get on the inside of man. How did God get an inside of us? By the new birth. Let me go back to Jesus. He paid. He stayed in that place 3 days. Let's see how we're doing. Yep. He stayed in that place 3 days. After 3 days, every demand that justice required had been met. Every demand, every sin debt was paid in full. Here was a man, all the rest of them was in hell. You know, like the rich man diaries and all the rest of them. They was guilty. But here's a man in that same place with them. Then paid, took your place and paid the debt, and he's in the place He's in a place with them. They are guilty, but he's not. In a place, he's guilty. I mean, they're guilty, but he's not. So God said, I can legally, because I done paid everything that need to be done has been done. I can legally, and can't nobody find no fault in it. Can't no guilt or unjust thing can be found or done. I can legally raise this man from the dead. And when he was raised from the dead, he became, I may have to go there and show it to you, but I'm just going to talk to you now. He became the first man, the firstborn from the dead. Jesus is the first resurrected man. I'm going to say it again. Jesus was the first resurrected man from the dead. Came out of that place with all the attributes of God. God life, God nature, God's ability, God's knowledge, God's wisdom, God's strength, God's anointing, God's gifts, and God's power. The might of God, the strength of God. First man.